And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbin. Thanks for joining us. The Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and Double K Country. As I mentioned, I'm Mike Harbin. And we'll introduce once again Jennifer Eaton from NRMC to tell us about our guest today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. This morning I brought Dr. John Fox with me. He provides internal medicine and pediatrics up on our second floor clinic at the hospital.
All right, very good. Well, Dr. Fox, a repeat performer. Welcome back.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
I was just thinking the other day, we haven't seen Dr. Fox for a while. So this
it's
is
been
this,
a bit. Yeah,
this is apropos.
It's good to be back.
I think it was when I was on your floor and I saw you walking down the hallway.
Probably.
Well, today we're going to talk about something I hadn't heard about in a long time, and that is hand, foot, and mouth disease. What is that?
So hand, foot, mouth is actually really common, but it's mostly in children, typically under the age of five. So you probably wouldn't have heard about it unless you happen to have grandchildren or somebody you know that's in school. Still see lots of outbreaks with it, especially in daycare centers, places like preschools, kindergartens even too. So, yeah.
So tell us a little about it. How contagious is it?
So it's extremely contagious, and that's why it's really, really important when a parent sees the first signs or symptoms, which are typically blistering areas that develop in those areas, hand, feet, mouth. You definitely want to get into the doctor and at least let them get a look, make sure they agree that's what's going on. So easy to spread. It spreads through any type of contact with fluids. So saliva from the nose, sneezing, coughing, very easy to spread. So typically centers like daycares, preschools where kids are close together especially.
What are some of the causes?
So it's actually caused by a very typical virus. There's a few in the family, but it's one very specific virus that's just easy to pass around. And we just see outbreaks. You know, it'll come in clusters. We won't see it for a while. And then we'll see big clusters of the disorder happening.
So what are signs and symptoms that people can keep an eye out for?
Yeah, so, you know, almost always they're going to see the blistering lesions, which is really easy to confuse with chicken pox. So, again, really important to have that initial assessment. Some kids will get fever. Kids under two, often one of the first signs is they'll just stop drinking, and that's because they'll get the spots in their mouth and they're painful. So those are all really important clues to look out for.
When are people contagious, and how does that actually spread?
Right, so the most contagious time is almost always that first 7 to 10 days of symptoms, and that's when the kids typically have these blistery lesions that are sometimes open and draining, and then the fever as well too. But they can even spread after that, so it's really, really important to kind of continue that isolation period even after the blisters have healed up.
So I'm assuming there are things we can do to help prevent this?
Yeah, and it sounds all commonsensical, but it truly is. It's a lot of hand washing. It's making sure we teach our children, if they're old enough, to, you know, try to cover their mouth when they sneeze or cough. Daycare centers, preschools, places like that can make sure they're cleaning equipment and things like that really well as well.
So obviously the topic is here today. Is this something that you're seeing more of?
You know, we do see it, like I said, in clusters. The disease has changed a little bit. So I also remind parents, we see a lot of these present with skin lesions on the buttocks and even on the kids' legs. And again, we just see it certain times of year, especially when school starts. We'll often see cases cluster up. Sometimes right after holidays, we'll see it too.
All right, very good. Well, again, talking about hand, foot, and mouth disease with Dr. John Fox, internal medicine and pediatrics at Nevada Regional Medical Center. And Jennifer, you want to give contact info on that?
Yeah, the second floor clinic for Dr. Fox, they can call the main line, which is 417-667-3355. And actually in that auto prompt, you can listen and press, I don't remember what number it is, but listen and press for Dr. Fox's office specifically.
All right, very good. All right, so we'll get back to Dr. Fox here in a second. Jennifer, you got a couple of events coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. So it is almost Halloween, and the hospital usually participates kind of coordinated through the chamber, but any downtown business area businesses that want to participate, we will be doing the Safe Treats. That'll be on Friday, October 31st, and it'll be from 3:30 to 5. So we will get on that list. You know, a lot of our staff bring their kiddos in. It's a great place, especially if the weather isn't the greatest, to come in. We'll have little ghosts and goblins and pumpkins all over the floor that kind of marks the areas in the hospital that are participating, and they can just kind of work their way around. It's nice for kids to get in and see, and also to realize that, you know, the hospital isn't necessarily a scary place to go. It can be a fun place to go. And then we have our normal monthly Birth and Beyond class. That's our childbirth class, typically for those first-time mamas in their first trimester, and that's coming up on Saturday, November 1st. We do that from 9 to noon, and that is held up in our mezzanine conference room on the second floor. And if they need a different class to sign up for, they can always go to the homepage on our website, scroll about halfway down, and find that Birth and Beyond class button that they can click on.
All right, very good. Always good information at nrmchealth.com, as you just mentioned. And find out more about what we talked about today, or if you want to contact Dr. Fox, contact info on there as well. So we do appreciate it. Jennifer, Dr. Fox, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
That's today's Pride Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center. Until next time, I'm Mike Arbett. Thanks for joining us.